Good morning, brothers and sisters. It's good to be here. I was trying to envision what this place would look like. I looked on Google Maps and I was like, looks like a pretty big building. I didn't think it would be open like this. So yeah, it's wonderful to have it open and have the fresh air in here. But anyway, I'll try to gather my thoughts and inspire you a little bit this morning. It's always a pleasure for me to gather with like-minded saints. So many times, I think the benefits that I receive from gathering with assembly I take for granted. I must say I'm most uncomfortable standing up here in front of a crowd like this, but I want to do my part and proclaim the worthiest cause on this side of eternity. I greet you in the name of Jesus. We say this line many times when we stand up in front of a group. Do we really know what we're saying? Yes, who is Jesus? What comes to your mind when you think of Jesus? Does your mind go to the book of Genesis, where he was first mentioned in the Word, maybe to one of the Gospels, where he came as a child to Bethlehem? Or maybe when he was beaten, spit on, mocked, and then brutally nailed to the cross for our sins. Yes, where does your mind go? What about Revelations, where his eyes were like fire, and his sharp two-edged sword in his mouth, and his voice thundered like the mighty ocean waves? Yes, who is Jesus? Maybe he's a personal friend that you can share with every day, that you can cry to when the pressures mount. Or when you made wrong decisions, he's there to lift your guilt. Or maybe it's an unspeakable joy when his son, daughter, or friend, co-worker gives his heart to him. You know, we could go around the room and listen to everybody's thoughts, but I don't think we would get done today, because we could never explain what Jesus is. He's everything. He's all we ever need on this short time here on this earth. You know, John the Baptist talks about who Jesus is. Let's turn our Bibles to John 3. In verse 31, John says, "He has come from above and is greater than anyone else. We are the earth. We are of the earth and we speak of earthly things, but he has come from heaven and is greater than anyone else. He testifies about what he has seen and heard, but how few believe what he tells us. Anyone who accepts his testimony can affirm that God is true. For he is sent by God, he speaks God's words, for God gives him the Spirit without limit." Verse 36, "And anyone who believes in God's Son has eternal life. Anyone who doesn't obey the Son will never experience eternal life, but remains under God's angry judgment." These are the words of John 3, 31 through 36. In verse 36, Jesus says that those who believe in him will have eternal life. We will have it. Yeah, we'll have eternal life. To receive eternal life is to join God's life, which is by nature eternal. Thus, eternal life begins at the moment of spiritual rebirth. John, the author of the gospel, has been demonstrating that Jesus is the true Son of God. We are responsible to decide today whom we will obey, and God wants us to choose him and life. God's angry judgment refers to the final rejection of those who reject him. To put off the choice is to choose not to follow Christ. Indecision is a fatal decision. Let's turn to Hebrews 1. Long ago, Hebrews 1:1, long ago, God spoke many times and in many ways to our ancestors through the prophets. And now in these final days, he has spoken to us through his Son. God promised everything to the Son as an inheritance, and through the Son created the universe. The Son radiates God's own glory and expresses the very character of God. He sustains everything by the mighty power of his command. When he has cleansed us from our sins, he sat down in place of honor at the right hand of the majestic God in heaven. When we know Jesus, we have all we need to be saved from sin and have the perfect relationship with God. It's perfect when we know Jesus. Jesus was God's agent in creating the world, for through him, God created everything. As followers of Jesus, we might give easy assent to truth, but deny it in practice. We may believe that God knows, controls the laws of heaven pertaining to salvation and spiritual growth, but we may act each day as though our financials, our families, and medical problems are beyond his reach. If Jesus created the universe, then no part of his life is out of control. How dare we exclude Jesus' wisdom and the Bible's guidance in our complex problems of today's life? How can we do that? No expert, professor, doctor, lawyer, or financial advisor knows more about our ultimate security and well-being than Jesus does. We need to go to God first for advice. Talk to him in prayer. Listen to him in his word. He can sustain us in times of stress. From that perspective, we can evaluate all other wisdom and help made available to us. Through Jesus, it's the only way. Here in the book of Hebrews, it links God's saving power with his creative power. In other words, the power that brought the universe into the beginning and that keeps it operating in the very power that cleanses our sin. That's the power that cleanses our sin. How mistaken we would be to think that God couldn't forgive us. No sin is too big for the ruler of the universe to handle. There is no sin that's too big. He can and will forgive us when we come to him through his Son. You know, Christ is supreme. Turn to Colossians 1. Christ is supreme. Supreme, what's supreme mean? In verse 15, Christ is the visible image of the invisible God. He existed before anything was created and is supreme over all creation. Verse 16, for through him God created everything in heavenly realms and on earth. He made the things we can see and the things we cannot see, such as thrones, kingdoms, rulers, and authorities in the unseen world. Everything was created through him and for him. Verse 17, he existed before anything else, and he holds all the creation together. This is one of the strongest statements in the Bible about the divine nature of Christ found anywhere in the Bible. Jesus is equal to God. He is God. He is the visible image of the invisible God. He is the exact representation of God. Exact representation of God. He not only reflects God, but he reveals God to us as the supreme over all creation. He has all the priority and authority. He has come from heaven, not from the dust of the earth. He is Lord of all. He is completely holy, and he has the authority to judge the world. Therefore, Christ is supreme over all creation, including the spirit world. We, like the Colossian believers, must believe in deity of Jesus Christ, which is God. If not, our Christian faith is hollow, misdirected, and meaningless. This is the central truth of Christianity. We must oppose those who say that Jesus was merely a prophet or good teacher. Yes, we must. Help out in Philippians 2, starting at verse 9. Therefore, God elevated him to the place of highest honor and gave him a name above all names, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under earth, and every tongue declare that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of our God the Father. At the last judgment, even those who condemn will realize Jesus as authority and the rule, the right to rule. People can choose to commit their lives to Jesus as Lord or be forced to acknowledge him when he returns. He may return at any moment. Are we prepared to meet him? Let's go to John, 1 John 5 yet for a few verses. First John 5, verse 20. And we know the Son of God has come, and he has given us understanding so that we can know the true God. And now we believe in fellowship with the true God because we live in fellowship with his Son, Jesus Christ. He is the only true God, and he is eternal life. Verse 21. Dear children, keep away from anything that might take God's place in your hearts. Keep away from anything that might take God's place in your hearts. Can we understand those words? I think every one of us could understand those words. Every one of the little people could understand those words. Dear children, keep away from anything that might take God's place in your heart. You know, many things can take God's place in our heart. This includes anything that substitutes for the true faith, anything that denies Christ's full deity and humanity, any human idea that claims to be more authoritative than the Bible, any loyalty that replaces God in the center of our lives. John presents a clear picture of Jesus Christ. What we think about Jesus Christ is central to our teaching, preaching, and living. Jesus is God-man, fully God, fully human. At the same time, he came to the earth to die in our place for our sins. Through faith in him, we are given eternal life and the power to do his will. Yes. What is your answer to the most important question you can ever ask? Who is Jesus Christ? Shall we pray? Oh, Father, help us to know who Jesus is. Yes, who you are. Help us to put you in the center of our lives. Help us to know without you, we will be in eternal hellfire. May you bless our time together here. May you come alive in our hearts this morning. Be with us all, the teachers, the listeners, in a special way today as we share your lively and powerful word. Please give Brother Daniel your words as he shares with us today. Bless Brother Will as he teaches our precious children. Help us all to be attentive and listen and understand as you speak. I pray this in the highest names of all names, Jesus Christ. Amen.